Frost and freezes are still expected to occur in the northwestern portions of the U.S. Midwest as we get into the early part of next week. The damage potential will be somewhat subdued by the fact that crops are far advanced in that region and because temperatures will not be extremely cold. But with that said, there will still be a little bit of damage done to the quality of soybeans in immature fields that run from Wisconsin back into portions of Minnesota and the northernmost parts of Iowa. The coldest temperatures are likely to run in the middle 20s in some of that region, but only in the traditionally coldest areas. Most of the region will see upper 20s and 30s for the most part, and it looks like Tuesday morning will be the coldest. There was earlier this week some suggestion that perhaps some follow-up cold air would come in and possibly push that freeze line further to the south late next week. The latest computer forecast model runs have backed off of that, although the ensemble continues to suggest it is still a possibility. If the GFS ensemble is correct, then we could still see a threat to portions of Nebraska and southern Iowa, as well as northwestern Illinois, perhaps about this time next week. But I have to admit, with the model runs being as they are this morning, perhaps that risk is somewhat subdued for right now. There is not a lot of precipitation in the pipeline for the Midwest as we go forward in time. We did see some moisture occur across a part of the region here over the past couple of days, and two-day rain totals were certainly most impressive across the southeast corner of Nebraska into southwestern Iowa, where we did see 1 to 2 and some amounts starting to approach 3 inches, according to Doppler radar. The precipitation was certainly welcome, but that's a small region relative to the entire Midwest, and most of the precipitation was not nearly as great, running a few hundredths of an inch upwards to mostly a quarter of an inch, with some local totals a little more than a half inch. Well, the forecast is only going to promote a limited amount of precipitation for a while longer. We do expect to see the eastern Midwest to pick up on some additional shower activities we go through the day today, but that will be over very quickly as that event continues to shift steadily to the east. We'll expect to see relatively dry conditions thereafter until the cold surge starts to push into the northwestern Corn Belt late this weekend. At that point in time, we'll likely see an increase in precipitation take place once again, but the rains that are going to come with this frontal boundary are going to be very light, not more than a quarter of an inch in quite a few areas. And the main reason for the light intensity is twofold. Number one, the Gulf of Mexico will not be available for a moisture source because the first frontal system that's moving towards the Delta today will already be clearing moisture out of the way rather than providing it as a source for further rainfall in the upper parts of the Midwest. And the second issue is that as the cold air comes in from the north, it's going to be followed by a cooler high pressure center, and it's going to subdue rain potentials on its own. So there's not a tremendous volume of precipitation expected in any part of the Midwest for a while, and that is true also in parts of hard red winter wheat country, where there is concern that the last 2 days of rain was a little bit too erratic, and some areas continue to be drier than they should be. For instance, western Kansas and eastern Colorado, as well as southwestern Nebraska, these areas still have not seen a significant amount of moisture, and planting delays are likely to occur until there is a more decent rain event. The forecast does not offer much more than limited amounts of precipitation across the region over the next 10 days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.